Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:02 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. You know, meanwhile, while all this is going on, the Astros and Phil and basketball and everything else, the Texans are out there working. The Texans had a bunch of guys out there. I don't know what they... I saw that... which team was it? Had 87% participation. You know, the NFL's Players Association didn't want guys out there. So I'm not sure. I haven't heard. Did you see anything about the participation numbers?
I didn't see percentages. I just know it'll come across that this team has 70 players out, right, or, eight, right, or 75. Right, right, right.
I didn't see a number for the Texans. But neither here nor there, there's a lot of new players on the team. You ain't going to a new place and going, I ain't going there. If you've been on the team for 5-6 years, you know all the plays, you know what's going to happen, and you've got a starting job that's, you know, you don't have to worry about it, you go, I ain't playing. I ain't doing that. Phase 3, I ain't need no phase 3. I ain't going until phase 20 or 21. But with all of this turnover, the Texans had a high participation. And Nick Caserio met the media and hung out. And you got the one about Cully. Which one do you have?
Yeah, we have this one queued up. Mark Berman was out there just talking along with other media members, and Nick Caserio was asked about how David Culley's handling his first offseason.
Yeah, he's handled it well. I think he's very observant, and he's very wise, and he sees a lot of things. He's got a great perspective, and he articulates that message to the team, and he's very clear, and they've responded. And the communication between him and the players, you know, has been, I would say, pretty fluid, and they've worked well together. So,
yeah, so he's wise. He's not a junkie like you keep continuing.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
No.
Why do you say I'm saying it? He said it.
No, you keep playing that he's a junkie. And he's
I'm going to tell you
about
David Culley, who's a junkie.
What's more egregious, speaking in the third person or admitting that you're a junkie?
Junkie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of third person.
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's wise, like. Nick Caserio said.
He didn't call him wise.
He said he's wise. No, he did say wise.
Oh, see, all I heard was,
I'm going to tell you about David Culley, who's a junkie.
No, listen to the soundbite again.
He said he's very wise.
He's very wise.
Yes.
And you know what? If you want to know the truth, I think David Culley was a good hire.
For what?
I think that you need somebody in there that's going to be more nurturing as opposed to the beatdown that these guys were taking for years.
But all those guys are gone who took the beatdown.
Well, not all of them. There's still a lot of guys left. And, oh, by the way, you need a guy who's going to be more patient, who's going to be more loving during all of these tough times.
I want to see their mother.
Yeah, he's going to be nurturing and loving. That's right.
Nurturing.
Yeah. No, you need a guy that is going to be, much easier to get along with.
This doesn't matter, but you're talking about first impressions of David Culley and what he'll bring. There was a person, I was playing sound off Twitter, so you could see him talking at the time. And someone came in and go, ill, that's the Texans head coach? I was like, what do you mean ill? He goes, I don't want to look at that. I was like, what?
Oh, that's not.
It wasn't. I imagine he's not giving that impression to the team, but the random observer is like, ugh. Mm-mm. He did not get a great review.
That's awful.
The first time meeting him, at least visually. So, but hopefully David Culley is the nurturing mother that you suggest he is, because these are all, I guess, baby birds that need to be bottle fed or hand fed. I hope he provides more than the nurturing mother aspect.
Well,
the job.
But that's about. I'm pretty sure that's there's not going to be much more to him.
He's like,
that.
What?
Yeah.
Is you don't think he's going to give rousing pregame speeches and halftime speeches?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about all that, Dell. I'm not sure about that whole rah-rah thing. We're gonna you know, band together behind Coach Culley. I don't know about all that.
Win for Culley?
Yeah. You know what? Care a little for Culley. How's that?
A little.
Care a little for Culley.
Care somewhat for Culley.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. If we get that, I'm fine.
And all jokes aside, this dude, actually, we're never going to put the jokes aside, so that's a lie by me. But I would hope this isn't the disaster it could be for him. Like, we understand this team ain't going to be very good, but I hope it's like, okay, clearly this team isn't good, and it has nothing to do with Culley. Hopefully he's going to be hard to be worse at time management stuff than Bill O'Brien. But hopefully he's like, he knows when to challenge. He knows when to call timeouts. And it's just, okay, the team's not very
That'll
good.
That'll be nice.
He's not a detriment. I just hope he is not a detriment to what should be a bad team. It's like, okay, Culley's doing everything he can. There's just not a lot of talent on this team. That would speak well to what he's capable of.
I don't care if he's bad. There's just not a lot of talent. It doesn't matter.
No, for him. Because we got jokes in our pocket right now. I would hope that for him, that once the games begin, there's not these obvious things where he's overmatched and he shouldn't be doing this job. Like, he clearly understands how to coach. It's just that there's no talent on the team, and that's not his fault.
And truth be told, I mean, honestly, what a head coach. I'm tired of hearing about Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick had Tom Brady. You know what? And without Tom Brady, not so good. Oh, well, what about that year Matt Castle? Yeah, what about that 1 year Matt Castle? That's right. They had good players. But you know what? Ever since then, In the last 9, 10, 11 years that Bill Belichick has been in charge of getting draft and good players in here, Bill Belichick has sucked at that. Bill Belichick, will Nick Caserio listen to Bill Belichick? Bill Belichick ran that entire building, has run that entire building. And yes, they won all those Super Bowls. They won all those Super Bowls because they had number 12. That's why they won those Super Bowls. And they had good players early on, but they kept getting rid of them. Where do you think Bill O'Brien learned how to do that? Get rid of really good players.
Belichick's reputation, certainly the Super Bowl thing, clearly winning all those titles. But it was very early in that Patriots run when he was like torturing Peyton Manning. Remember his defenses would torture Peyton Manning. Everyone was like, the genius that Bill Belichick was. Still a smart football coach, but some of that stuff has dissipated.
Well, and
that,
yeah.
That began when he started torturing the Colts.
I think it's all just, because he was so great. Yeah, and he also scored a lot of points. And you know what he had nothing to do with? That.
He was always playing from ahead for the most part.
Listen, I don't know how many head coaches. Now, certainly in Kansas City, he's playing a huge role. But I bet you there's a bunch of head coaches. Sure, they get involved in the game plan. But you got to let your coordinators do their jobs during the game.
Yep.
Your job is to challenge and call timeouts at the right time. That's your job, is to challenge and call timeouts at the right time. And let game day should be pretty smooth. The coordinators are running the show. If you don't like something, I get it. Then you interject, especially if it's your side of the ball. I'm hoping David Culley doesn't interject at all, because his side of the ball is offense. And everywhere he's been, what he's had his hands up has not been very good.
Yeah, he's never called plays. He's been a passing game coordinator, whatever that actually meant in Baltimore.
Right.
I don't know what that meant.
Was the wide receivers coach at Kansas City when they caught zero touchdown passes.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm hoping David Culley just stays out of all of that. So how can David Culley hurt them? David Culley can hurt them
challenging.
Not challenging when he's supposed to.
Yeah.
And not good clock management.
In the going forward on fourth decisions as well.
Yeah.
That stuff. Like, that's what I hope for him, is that he's seen enough competent coaches do it. Like, no, Andy Reid's had some question marks, but under Andy Reid and John Harbaugh, those are good NFL coaches. Hopefully he's learned that stuff from them.
And it's so fun because Bill O'Brien had his hands in everything. He sucked at the things he was supposed to do. The clock management, the calling timeouts, and the challenges were awful.
It's not my job to do that.
Yes, no, that was your job to do that. That was exactly your job to do that. And he sucked at that.
You suck too!
So hopefully Coach Cully, Coach Bo Cully, has very little on his plate. I think
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order.
Trying to be positive here.
I am being positive.
Bo Cully.
Coach Cully is going to – Coach Cully, that's all he has to worry about. Now, yeah, John, that's easy to say. He's the head coach, blah, blah. He's the head coach because, well, they didn't really want anybody that would tell – that would be, you know
– have his own opinion.
Trying to have an opinion. Yes. Yeah.
Try to enforce his will.
Right. No. No, they just wanted a guy that's going to go over.
Happy that's to be the here. Noise I'm you here. Make for Cal.
I'm getting $4 million a year.
You make that noise for Cal, not for David Cully.
Well, he's just like, just be. I know he's wise.
But, well, we've
but he is
that.
A junkie, too.
For nachos. Or was it queso? What was he a junkie for again?
He was for Tex-Mex.
Ah, Tex-Mex.
I'm going to tell you about David Cully, who's a junkie.
I just need him to be competent.
That sounds more and more like Dave Chappelle thing.
Okay. Some people.
I'm going to tell you about David Cully, who's a junkie.
I'm going to tell you about David Cully, who's a junkie.
Look, that's his. That's a soundbite I'm never going to stop playing. But I don't want him to be an embarrassment on the field as far as the decisions. We had enough of that under O'Brien, where almost every week was like, why did Bill O'Brien not go for it? Why did he call timeout?
Why did he go for it?
Yeah, the back and forth. Just be competent there.
Right.
That's all. And then allow the team around you to say, all right, this team stinks, but at least David Cully knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, Bill O'Brien was, he was like Joe DiMaggio, perfect, 56 wrong decisions in a row. Kicking it against the Chiefs. Not kicking it against the Broncos.
Going forward on fourth and, five against the Chiefs, whatever it was, inside your own on a fake punt?
On a fake punt. Fake punting against the Broncos when they put 33 on you in the first half, 31 on you in the first half. I mean, I was like, what?
Starting Tom Savage for half of football.
And then not going for it against the Chiefs when you were, and they made it 24.
Honestly, we should have known. When he decided to start Tom Savage for a half and never give Deshaun any consideration in the play until it was pretty obvious Tom Savage shouldn't be a starting quarterback, and it took a half for him to come to that decision, we should have known.
It was just wrong. Hopefully, Coach Cully. Come on, Coach Cully.
Yeah, just do those
things.
That's
all we need. We need a nice guy and somebody who makes good challenge decisions. That's all we need. That's all we need. And we can root for you again. 1014 ESPN 97.5 703-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1017 ESPN 97.5. So we didn't talk about this. It came out, I'm not sure when it came out. Last Thursday, I want to say, that Ashley Solis actually started her, I don't want to say her assault on Deshaun Watson, but she actually contacted Tony Busby in week 16 of the NFL season. And Deshaun didn't make his trade request until after the season ended.
So it removes the dumb theory that
the Texans were behind it.
Yes, because they weren't even aware he wanted out.
Right. They weren't even aware that all this was going on.
Yes, that too. The other thing is Deshaun never told them about this, so it wasn't like whatever. We've already talked about how that was always stupid.
There were messages which indicate that Solis is colleague, and Susan, a veteran massage therapist, as I spoke with, indicate that contact was made with the law firm before week 16 of the NFL season, which debunks theories that the lawsuits were in response to his trade demand. Busby had previously told the Washington Post that Solis contacted his law firm in late January, but it was actually earlier than that. So, blah, 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 war 16th, all this stuff about it. So that does put the Texans off of, right, out of harm's way.
I mean, not that, well, reasonable people would say yes, but others would say no. Our dumb thought beforehand still stands.
Well, no. I mean, it's not. It just proves that it wasn't.
Well, can we believe the SI article?
Yeah. I mean, yes, says, you can believe it.
Says you, John. I'm not believing. I know what I think. And I think the Texans are in on this. So I'm still going to stick to it despite all the evidence that says not.
Well, I'm sure that there are some dumb people that will do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Keith wants to talk about Deshaun. What do you say, Keith?
Good morning, guys. You know, when Deshaun said he wanted out, and then not too long after, you know, it was reported about these lawsuits, the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I thought, wait a minute, this is not a coincidence. I think this is one of the reasons. The news that you were talking about that just came out, I believe it. I think he knew, and I think that's a big reason why he wants out. But here's the thing with me that's concerning. And, you know, and look, at the very least, Deshaun is guilty of irresponsible and reckless behavior. I mean, this thing covers four states. There is no way you need this many massage therapists. But here's the thing. I saw a report this weekend. This is where I really want to know what you guys think. And we've been seeing these reports. Oh, the Texans are going to have to give Deshaun away. Oh, they're not going to get nowhere near anything. They can't let that happen. Here's why. If a team, first of all, Deshaun's going to get out of this in some way, I predict. He's got money. Money has a tendency to win. Okay, I really do. But here's the thing. The Texans can't accept less. Why should they, because of Deshaun's behavior, get less? And another team, let's say another team, they want Deshaun. They're going to get like a huge discount because of Deshaun's behavior. Great for them and bad for the Texans. No way the Texans can let that happen, man. If a team wants him, they still have to say this is, they still got to get at least what Matthew Stafford had. There's no way they can accept this. Why should they be punished because of Deshaun's behavior? So what do you guys think about this? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know who's saying, people I've seen, Houston talk show hosts and all these people from Houston are so stupid. They think they're going to get something for Deshaun. It's over. That's dumb. You wait it out. You hold. There's a story this morning that Deshaun is probably going to be put on the exempt list. And you know what? That just buys you time. That's all it does. Until the whole thing goes away. And who knows? You know, that Deshaun is for sure going to be suspended. But once you find out what the suspension is, once you find out what his fine, his suspension, no criminal charges will be brought. The lawsuits don't even have to be taken care of. Antonio Brown was playing before his lawsuit was taken care of. So, I mean, the civil suits, you don't worry about that. Whatever. You got to worry about what the NFL and what the police are going to do with Deshaun Watson. And then after that's all figured out, once you know that, then you, and now I want Deshaun Watson playing for me. Yeah, and you're going to get, I'm saying at least two firsts and two seconds.
I think the news, at least Pro Football Talk, had it that the depositions for this stuff for the won't even begin until after the season, like around the Super Bowl. So, yeah. So the lawsuits aren't going to be done if there are no settlements before then. And as you mentioned, that doesn't particularly matter so much. And if you're the Texans, the paid leave or exempt list is the best thing for you. It means you don't have to worry about Deshaun not reporting to camp or reporting to camp. There's that distraction is taken away from you because, hey, the NFL is handling this. This is out of our hands. I think if I'm the Texans, I say, please do. It slows down the timeline. We're not forced to do anything. We don't have to keep him on the roster. He's just a guy who's out there, and we have to deal with it now. And if you're going to trade him and teams are going to want him, so you don't have to accept less. The Texans are in a position where, look, he can hang around for a year if he's on that exempt list, and we don't have to do anything until you guys come up with your offers. You know, we're not forced to make a move. It's a it would be the best thing if he's not around for a year while you guys try to figure out what how much you're willing to offer. And then we'll talk to you again in the offseason. If you have a bad year, your quarterback play isn't what you think it should be, come back and talk to us.
Oh, and it will. Unless, you know, Malik Willis is unbelievable.
But even still,
yeah,
there's going to be a team.
They're not as good as Deshaun.
Like, there's a team who thinks they're Super Bowl ready, and they're Deshaun away.
Yeah.
Malik Willis isn't going to deter them from trying to trade for Deshaun. None of them are. None of them are going to deter a team who thinks they can win a Super Bowl from trading for Deshaun.
No. Now, it's a much better option since it only costs you that one pick as opposed to multiple picks, which is – no, but the suspension, hopefully, I mean, the criminal we'll find out if there's any criminal charges. Now, you never know if a criminal charge is going to – if they don't want any NDAs in this, non-disclosure agreements, if Rusty Harden sticks to that, and the ones that – were apparently that are more egregious, that Deshaun was more forceful, that more activity happened, then you got a chance that it could be criminal charges could be looming at any point.
Yeah, my thought is, let's say he's on the exempt list for the year because the NFL is like, look, once this stuff is figured out, we'll have a discussion where we can reinstate you. What if whatever comes out, even if it's not criminal, they feel it's so egregious that they have to add on? Is that possible? Like, we're not allowing you to play because we just don't know what's going on here. And then when we actually find out what it is, we're going to suspend you.
Well, there's a chance that it could be an undisclosed or unlimited. That it's open ended. His suspension.
You're temporary.
You're temporarily suspended.
Yes. Indefinite. And then
that's the word I was looking
depending
for.
On what we find out, we could extend this beyond what you think. And I'm sure a grievance will be filed now to figure that stuff out. But that would be my only hesitation about when a trade would occur. Because if he's on the exempt list for this entire season or however long it is, and then some of the stuff occurs and then they start to think, oh, wow, some of the things he did was even worse.
Well, you can't trade for him in an indefinite suspension. There has to be. Now, no, if it's even worse, if you suspended him for this stuff, I don't think you can. It's double jeopardy. You can't say, okay, now we're adding on here.
So we're just going to go indefinite then.
Indefinite until we find, I guess, until we get some closure to criminality and I don't.
So I wonder what the semantics are. Is a paid leave different from an indefinite suspension? Like, the exempt list is different from a suspension.
No, it absolutely
is. So they
is.
Could do both.
You could have both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why he's going exempt probably now.
That's what I'm saying, because the NFL doesn't want to make a real ruling until they have to.
Nope. And you got to find out criminal, too. 1026 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Well, hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, former safety, and now coach with the Eagles and the Chiefs coaching staff, Eugene Chung. Eugene Chung apparently was looking for jobs in the NFL, but he was told, you're really not a minority.
No, you're the wrong minority.
I was like, wait a minute. The last time I checked, when I looked in the mirror, brushed my teeth, I was a minority. And then they said, well, You're not the right minority.
You're not the particular minority we're looking for. Yes.
That is wrong on... How many levels is that wrong on, you think?
Well, I don't know what the who the right minority... Well, I know who the right minority is in this case, but there is no right or wrong minority. And unfortunately, it has to be looked at in hiring practices because... people aren't hired equally.
Do we not get points for Asian minority hiring?
But is that part of the draft thing? Is that part of the picks thing? Like, if you're an Asian minority?
Well, there's another thing. If he becomes a coordinator, then he gets a head coaching job. Does that team get draft picks?
I believe so. Right? It's not limited to African Americans, the minority hiring practice thing.
Well, so what does a minority mean? I mean, what if I'm under like 5'4"? I'm a minority.
Because you're one of the smaller
people.
I don't know if they wrote that in the bylaws.
What if I'm like 480 pounds? There aren't a lot of people out there like me.
That's true, but weight isn't a determining factor in
this. I'm a minority. There's a lot fewer of me.
Depends on what part of the country you're in.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, lived in places where you could say maybe they're more than you might imagine. I just think people are stupid, and even if that's in your head, you don't say it out loud.
You're not the right minority.
Look, Eugene, we appreciate you for coming in, but we're looking for a different type of minority for this job.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't fit the profile.
And we're not getting draft picks for you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's part of the process. It can't be just African American people get you draft picks, right? It has to be any minority.
Yeah.
But look, you're not a woman and you're not African American, so we're not going to get the real buzz that we're looking for. So sorry, Eugene. He's an offensive line coach and assistant coach, so I guess he was looking for a promotion. I don't know if head coaching was on the table, but yeah, sorry, Eugene. Not going to work.
Yeah.
What's your last name again? Nah, not what we're looking for.
Chung, that's not really.
I would ask that people be smarter. Don't say stupid things. And I wonder if Eugene will, if he does, or a coach Chung, I guess because the Fritz Pollard Alliance says this should be investigated. And I wonder if he'll name names with them, maybe not publicly.
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, I don't know if he's going to name names, but it certainly is. So, offensive line coach.
I don't know if he had any experience calling plays, or did he just? Or we don't know if he was looking to be a head coach.
Because
that's happened. Mike Tice became a head coach from offensive line, so it's not like it hasn't happened. Bill Callahan, I think, did it too.
Yeah.
So it's not something that hasn't happened for O line to head coach. You're not the right minority.
He's not the right one.
Mm.
So I don't think we should.
What don't you think we should do?
Well, if we ain't going to get any draft picks or points,
I don't.
If we're going to listen, do we get like let's say would he get? Because Ron Rivera is a minority.
Yes,
right. He's considered a minority,
but he was out
but
of.
Is he like the right one?
Well, he is the right one because he played the game at a high level.
Right.
And he also was a previous coach before, so it just helps.
He's
been to a Super Bowl as a head coach.
But he doesn't fit the mold of
what
we're looking for in a minority.
The football team wasn't going to get a pick for him anyway because he was already a head coach and he was actually out of a job. I mean, not the football team. The Panthers weren't going to get a pick for him because he was already
and
they fired him.
Right, that was too late for them to get
they put the rule in effect after they hired him.
I know, but he's not the right one we're looking for.
I don't think they would say that to him because, you know, he's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but there aren't a lot of, you know what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying.
I understand if you're the person who said that, what you're saying. If you're the person who actually uttered the words, you're not the right minority, yes, I understand what you're saying.
Then you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, but if you're just being John, I don't know that I understand what you're saying.
Hmm. So is there anything else? We talked Astros. We talked Fromber. We talked Deshaun.
Correct. We talked a lot of golf, and some people were happy. Some people weren't.
Talked a lot of golf. We talked NBA basketball.
Well, speaking of that, some news just came out. Apparently Donovan Mitchell was pretty pissed that the medical staff wouldn't let him play. He wasn't on the injury report Saturday or Sunday, so it was not only a surprise scratch to his teammates, it was to him too. He and the medical staff, after practicing and a shoot-around where he had participated, he thought he was good to go, and they're like, ah, actually, no, you're not going to play. He wasn't thrilled. So now they're hoping Dwayne Wade, who's now a part owner, gets involved because he is a guy who's, you know, dealt with injuries in the playoffs and has found a way to play. But there's a big disagreement between whether he's ready to play or not. You lost game one. Maybe you find a way to make sure he's ready to play game two.
I'm pretty sure that's what you got to do.
Yeah. I'm sure Quinn Snyder and like, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Can he play in game two?
Excuse me.
Or he just tells them he's going to play in game two.
Yeah. Let's get Spencer in here. Hey, Spencer.
Hey guys, on this minority hire thing, it sounds like y'all were calling the interviewer guy kind of a moron. At least he was honest, you know, because, I mean, it's very possible that whoever is interviewing wanted to hire him and thought he was really qualified and was trying to let him down the right way, saying, I think you're great for the job, but we just can't hire you because you're not the right minority. And, you know, at least he was honest. Because I'm sure that there are people who have come away from interviews wondering stuff like that. And at least this guy came away and was like, well, all right, it is what it is. I guess I'll just keep working. So, it is what it is. And it's a shame for that guy. It's so terrible for that guy. But that's whether people applaud it or hate it, that's the consequence of the program.
Well, I can tell you right now in the business world, as opposed to maybe last year, year before, but Asian hiring is becoming more and more popular in the business world. That is counting more and more, especially in higher ranking jobs. That's becoming more and more, you know. And there's a movement now for, you know. Now there are groups of, you know, stop Asian hate, and there's actually a movement towards so. Maybe Eugene should just go try again, and he'll be the right minority now, as opposed to a year ago.
Yeah, I'm looking at his resume. He's been an assistant offensive-line coach throughout his time, and so maybe he was looking for a promotion to full-time offensive-line coach as opposed to maybe OC or head coach. Sure, honesty is one thing, but you're not supposed to be honest about. You don't say that out loud.
No.
Unless you just assume Eugene Chung's not going to say anything and say, look, yeah, I mean, I could have got the job, but I wasn't the right minority. You can't expect him not to make mention of that.
It's offensive to that minority, yeah. And we're not offending.
It's dumb to say. You want to call it honest, but even for self-preservation, yeah. You don't say that to anyone.
No, and whoever did say it is probably going
to
catch it.
Yeah. Why would you say that? There are other ways to let him down easy. We just went in another direction. We had a guy we liked more.
Yeah, but Spencer's saying, at least I know now. Well, but that never changes, Spencer. I'm always going to be this minority.
Yeah, so
how wait a minute. I ain't going to get any jobs?
Yeah.
Wait, what? I thought we were hiring a good
football coach, right?
I'm just not the right minority.
So if I came in here.
We're looking for a minority, not your kind.
So if an African-American coach with my same credentials came in, he'd be hired? But because I'm Asian.
Right.
I don't fit what you're looking for as far as diversity, so
we're
I got to go.
We're not getting the draft picks.
Look, Eugene Chung's feeling are one thing, but I'm about me most of the time. Hey, you know why I'm not going to say it? Because I don't get fired.
Right.
I would say, Eugene, we appreciate you coming in, but we went in a different direction.
Do you think it's something I would say?
Well, you like your job, and if you thought it would get you fired, you would say
I don't
it.
Like it that much.
No, if you thought it would get you fired, you wouldn't say it. But if you are you,
say a lot of things on this show. That
well, nothing
get me
gets
fired.
You fired. Yeah, the difference is nothing gets you fired.
No,
so you might say it.
No. I could get fired. Trust me.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that.
But here's the deal. I'm just being honest.
You wouldn't say anything.
Just gonna be honest with you, Eugene.
You like honesty, but if you thought it would get you fired, you wouldn't say it.
Just saying.
Even you, of all people, have a filter.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. DeAndre Hopkins says he would restructure his contract to get Julio Jones.
Yeah, and you know who one of the betting favorites to land Julio Jones?
The Titans?
The Colts.
The Colts? 49ers plus 450, Colts and Chargers plus 475, the Ravens. You know, the Titans were in this thing before, and for whatever reason, they've fallen out. They could use him, too. They could use a nice receiver.
Yeah,
he's guaranteed $15.3 million.
I'm not worried about Julio in the division because we got a corner who's unleashed. So we ain't got to worry about that. Big corner against Julio.
Listen, I want Julio in the division.
You sure? Oh, you want to lose games. Oh, you want to lose games.
Guarantees more losses.
Yeah, you're looking for losses.
I'm looking for losses in all the wrong places.
No. You're with the team. You're looking in the right places. What? It's not the wrong places with this team.
No, I'm looking for losses in all the right places.
Don't you worry. You're going to find them.
I'm going to catch me some L's. I'm going to catch them.
Are you going to bet under in the season total for the Texans?
4.5 is a low number now with 17 games.
They won 4 with Deshaun. Their bottom of the roster should be better, but the top ain't.
Yeah. 4.5 is a tough number. Probably under, but 17 games, I don't know.
Ooh, it is.
That's a tough one.
Would they go 4-13?
Right. Whew. All right, when we come back, News of the Weird comes your way right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere. I want to tell you about Champion Energy. That's what I'm talking about right now. Champion Energy is the best way to get your electricity. Champion is a locally owned and operated company. I played golf with a guy who worked at Champion, and he said it was great. And he used to, it was a great place to work. And, oh, by the way, they are incomparable as far as service goes. But you never need their service, really. You don't, because you just get your electricity, and then you get your bill, and then you pay less than you're paying at other places, and then you move on, and then you keep living your life. So, listen, if you want to live your life and pay a lower electricity bill, champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, do you buy lottery tickets?
No.
You don't? You're not going to waste your...
Not wasting my money.
Well, there was a research, Del, recently. It's apparently scientists have discovered that if you win the lottery, you will get more friends. You will have more friends.
Are scientists telling me that if I secure an obscene amount of money, more people will want to be around me?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's an odd conclusion to make.
It's a new scientific study.
History wouldn't say that about you, that once you gain money... people like you more. That's odd.
The scientific study showed that having money increases the number of friends.
That is interesting.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
So more money for me means I'm more likable and people want to be around me. Is it because the money just makes my personality better?
I don't think that was the case. I think it was more... I think it was more just people want to glob on.
God, yeah. You have a very low opinion of the human condition.
The Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has cashed in. Apparently, they were in on the GameStop and Tesla craze. apparently, the church's branch, Ensign Peak Advisors, purchased a large quantity of GameStop shares, 46,000. And at that time of the purchase, the stake was valued at under $1 million or $867,000. So they, congratulations.
Better that than sending, you know, car bombs to people.
Well, that was actually not them.
Who was it?
Turns out it was that guy that No, was that's forging documents.
Nah, I got to blame the church.
Sorry. You never watched the whole thing, did you?
It's not official.
I did. Oh. I ended up, I watched the whole thing, and it was actually the guy that was forging documents that I thought it was the church, too.
That's less fun.
Yeah. It, actually, the guy blew himself up.
Well, I got to finish that then, I guess.
Yeah, you do. Kevin Spacey's going to return to acting.
I didn't know he was retired.
Oh, yeah.
I know he hadn't done a lot.
He was canceled, remember?
What did, oh, Kevin. I'm thinking about Kevin Bacon. Sorry.
No.
Because I'm watching a show where his daughter's in it, so I heard Kevin. I thought Bacon.
No, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. He is returning to acting. Apparently, he's going to be in a film about an accused pedophile.
Do you think he should be leaning into this?
Do you think that's typecasting?
I don't know if... What's the name of this movie? I would... Well, you're trying to get work. I don't know that Kevin Spacey needs to work, though. Now, he's going to be in an Italian film, so of course it won't... No American production wants him, but he's going to go work in Italy.
He's going to share a screen with Vanessa Redgrave.
Okay.
By playing a detective.
Oh, he'll play the detective.
Oh, he's not going to be the...
No, he's not going to lean in completely.
Oh. Well, he's going to be a detective trying to find out who the pedophile is. And then at the end, he stops and looks in a mirror.
Oh, no. Like that Spider-Man meme where two Spider-Mans are pointing at each other. That's what's going to happen at the end.
Two Kevin Spaceys
pointing at each other.
What else do we have here today, Del? Oh, a Florida high school is drawing backlash today. They all altered a girl's yearbook photo by putting more clothes on her.
Hmm. Why did they let her take the picture in the first place if they had an issue?
Right? Well, I don't know that they were. Maybe they weren't there for all the pictures of all the young girls.
Possibly.
One of the moms is none too happy. It sends the message that our young girls should be ashamed of their natural growing bodies. No, the hoes should put some more clothes on.
Ooh, watch yourself. Because I pulled up the picture. Now they obscured her face because she's not she's not old enough. She's wearing a blouse or whatever. It's not even low cut.
It's the shoulders are showing. So they put
the shoulders aren't even showing. What it is there's like I don't want to talk about a girl that.
Well,
age,
don't you see the one above it though? That their shoulders are showing.
I'm looking at one from Bartram Trail. Is this what it is? That's at the high school, Bartram Trail High School.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at one and she's got a cup. All they did was raise up the level of the blouse because it's kind of somewhat low cut.
You have a different one than I do. There's another one where her shoulders are showing
they put
a different shirt on altogether.
What I'm seeing is it's like they digitally made the shirt higher up on her cleavage.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. And it's...
Naturally growing bodies.
Look, I don't want to talk about that. I'm just looking at the Photoshop job and it's like, really, you needed to do it for that? Is that, what is this? Mm-hmm. Is that what you needed to do?
Well, apparently people continue to find bundles of cocaine washing up in the Florida Keys. Do you want to move to the Florida Keys now?
We've had this talk before. If a bundle of cocaine washed up on the Florida Keys shore and I lived there, I wouldn't touch it. I've seen too many movies. No, that's going to go bad for me.
No, great. You grab it.
What do you have? You have a way to distribute coke once you grab it?
No, I just keep it for myself.
You're gonna do a? Oh yeah, you're the guy who
got
said
a personal stash.
You're the guy who told me you would do coke
my
to
buddies,
save your family.
Don't worry. We got plenty now.
How much coke washed up on the shore?
I don't know. Seems like a big package.
You don't have that much coke and keep it for yourself. That's too much. That's supposed to be distributed to others.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Don't put a limit on my.
How much coke do you think you could do, John?
I don't know.
How much do you and your buddies, your normal coke usage?
A lot of friends.
Well, not only does money get you more friends, so does coke.
So does coke. Now I'm going to be popular.
Yeah.
Which would make you more popular? Winning a lottery or having kilos of cocaine wash up on shore?
Honestly, I would say the coke because people are just going to want you to buy coke with your lottery money anyway.
I take out a step.
Yeah, just why cut out that whole process of finding a dealer who you can buy it from.
Apparently, there's a giant Marilyn Monroe statue, 26-foot statue in Nexstar. I don't know where Nexstar is, but it's a It is a giant statue. And unfortunately, it's 26 people are going up under the – you know how the one, the famous scene where
she's standing over the crate?
Yeah. The crate, yeah. And the dress blows
and
up.
And people are going under the statue.
And they're shooting up there.
Don't they know what we do as human beings? Of course they are. I'm not surprised
by
that.
That's not what we should do,
That's
though.
The least surprising thing ever.
Yeah. A Matarai couple. It seems like it is Matarai couple, Rakesh and Dakshina. Apparently, they chartered a flight. They had 161 guests. They got married on the flight because of COVID restrictions. So everybody was able to go to the wedding and had a good time. Because you can get together
on a plane.
We're sitting next, cramped next to each other, but God forbid we should all be in a giant tent, okay, where people actually have some room to breathe.
I'm just thinking about the rules of a plane. You're allowed to hold a ceremony? Like the flight attendants are like, could you not stand up on the plane? How does that work?
Well, people can stand up during a flight.
At certain points. Can you stand
up? Once,
or,
well, I'm sure they didn't do it during takeoff.
Did they have a flower girl walk down the aisle?
I'm pretty sure they probably
did. And a ring bearer?
Did she come from the back bathroom?
That's what I'm trying to figure out the logistics
all the way
of
up
it.
The aisle? That would have been cool.
And because, depending on the plane, the aisles are probably pretty small, when people were getting walked, did her father have to reach across the middle seats and walk her down the aisle while she's in the other?
Well, no, or he was walking in front of her and holding her hand from behind, walking her up the aisle?
That's awkward.
The whole thing's awkward.
That's true.
Okay. That's a long walk up the aisle. No, it's not as long as the church.
Can you take photos on a plane? Yeah. So I imagine their photographer was on the plane too, taking photos.
Yeah.
How about we, you know, find a place outside? I'm sure you could do it that way too.
China Tourism Day 2021 is kicking off, though.
What do you get to do?
Well, I guess you go around to different places. It's kicking off in Wuhan.
Well, I mean, that's not the place I would want to start.
Well,
or end.
China's leaning in now.
China's like, okay.
I'm watching.
Y'all want to play games? Sure. We'll see what happens here.
China's like,
keep calling it the Wuhan virus.
Go ahead. Trump, see how this works out for you. Come to China Tourism Day.
Well, he's
I'm pretty sure he's not going.
Yeah, unlikely.
Yeah, no, it's pretty unlikely. All right, we're about done. I got to figure out. I got to ride.
Are you
going to
ride your bike home? Look, if you guys
in the rain,
guys, if you're on Twitch, and
how am I going to fix a tire in the rain?
You're not going to. You're going to have AAA do that. If you guys aren't on Twitch, so you've missed it. But John, every break has gone to the window to look outside to see how the weather was, to see what he was going to do.
I'm still undecided.
Are you call Uber?
I'm going to leave my bike here.
You should have had Uber waiting for you already.
Where am I going to leave my bike?
Leave it up here. Who's going to take it?
What if Nick takes it?
Why is Nick going to take your bike? Is he a thief?
I don't know.
You should ask, hey, Nick, don't take my bike.
Hey, Nick.
Tell him.
What if one of Gilbert's people stop by?
No, Gilbert says my people take his
bike.
Oh, that's
right.
Not his people.
That's right. 10:56. We're done. Charlie's next. Don't go anywhere.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save